This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Guys. New theme song.
Yes.
Ooh.
Ooh. We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
Now, in the future, we're going to have to sing along with that, but for today, we can just leave it like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, okay? I like it. Kind of techno.
Oh, God. Okay. It is great mate debate. Two people enter happy and yes. one person leaves unhappy. Yes. What's happening?
We have a lovely couple today, Heather and Rob. Heather is saying she doesn't want to return to work. She just had a baby and she's done.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Heather won the toss, I'm told. So, Heather, hi. Yay.
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 Tell us... What's the deal?
Well, Rob and I, this is our third and final child, and it's really important for me. I feel like things have just shifted that I want to enjoy motherhood. I feel like with our 5 and 7-year-old, it was just a lot. And I feel like I was giving up a lot of joys and passions because they were in daycare full time and I was working full time. And now that they're in elementary school, I don't want to miss things that they're participating in at school. And with our new baby, I want to be able to experience that for the first time because I felt like everything was so rushed with our older kids, with them being, you know, in daycare the whole time and not having me around as much as I would like to be around. So I'm about 3 weeks away from maternity leave ending, and I just don't have it in my heart to go back to work full time.
Mm. That has to be like... You know the feeling on a Sunday night, and you're like, oh,
the Sunday
back
scaries.
To work. Yeah, it's like that has to be times like gazillion.
A billion.
Yeah.
From the maternal instinct.
Exactly.
Is
it's just looming.
Yeah.
It's just like you're.
Well, my ex-wife used to say, I mean, and then my kids were in great, like in Primrose and different daycare kind of places, but you can't pay somebody to love your kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like exactly.
It's never going to be quite the same care. With all due respect to what they do, because there's families who
they're
have
great,
to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So makes sense in one way. Let's find out why Rob wants you to go back to work. Rob?
Yay.
Yay. Why can't she stay home?
I don't want to say she can't. I'm not making her decisions for her. We had made an agreement a long time ago that once paternity leave was over, she would go back to work because we want to retire early. And also, you know, yes, we'd be saving money on daycare, but in the long run, we'd still be financially tighter. And I just feel like it's more stress now. Like, if we talked about this and agreed on it a long time ago, maybe we could have prepared for it. But this is all such short notice. I feel like it's a big sort of life change and change of plan that we really didn't prepare for.
Do you feel like she blindsided you with this a little bit?
a little, yeah. I mean, I don't want to say that I blame her for wanting to spend time with the kids. I would love to see the kids more often, but it's just not practical. We got to work, you know?
So, and I don't want to, like, get down into the nuts and bolts of your finances, but there was a thing, like, with my wife, ex-wife, as well, where it's like, she had to make a certain amount to make the daycare make sense. And like, you guys well exceed that. You're saying like, if Heather goes back to work, it pays for daycare and puts a chunk of money into retirement and helps with the mortgage and the bills and blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
Okay. Heather, did you kind of drop this on him or?
Well, yeah, I don't know if you can sense my breathing over here. I feel like it wasn't necessarily just dropped on him. I feel like it was also dropped on me. Like, this wasn't something that I was, like, secretly keeping from him. It was just, like, as I was in that mode, because I didn't take full maternity leave with our older kids. Like, I was off, I don't know, Rob, was it, like, 3 weeks max? It wasn't that long.
Oh, you just got it.
Yeah, like before I went back to work. So now that I've had this time with our new baby girl, like I am just relishing in it. And I'm like almost fearful of like, I don't want to be in that like go.
It sucks knowing you said that this is your last one. So it's like you want to embrace every single moment.
Exactly. And so I feel like because we have been financially savvy, you know, we our plan originally was to retire early. Like, I've hit my 40 credits, you know, like we're we have stuff in savings. I'm thinking of the mindset of like, okay, so maybe we don't retire early. We shift things around. I'm going to be at home, like, you know, clipping coupons and making meals for us and saving on daycare. And then top of really, truly being there for our children. And I just don't want to feel like they're missing out and I'm missing out.
All right. Well, let's get the phone number in here. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. I understand what you're saying. I'm
so torn.
I'm walking on eggshells though, because I feel as a white man, what I'm about to say will be not appropriate, but it's like, it feels a little unfair because he wants to spend time with the kids. Like, he doesn't get the choice to, like, I want to stay home too, but he can't, right?
Right. Somebody's got to do something.
And that's not fair. There's a zillion double standards where women get the short end of the stick and whatever, but it's like, you just woke up one day and went like, no, I don't feel like going in anymore. I want to spend time with the kids. It's like, oh, that's okay. I don't.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. But I feel like, for our situation, maybe it's not the same for Heather and Rob, but our kids would have a much better environment raising if my wife stayed home with them than if I stayed home with them. She has that nurturing. She has more
tolerance.
All that, 100% you know? True.
Even though I still want to, like, would be awesome.
No, you're right. But I'm just saying, I heard it in Rob's voice. I mean, his first angle was like, "Well, we want to retire early." Okay, you're balancing what our stated together life plan was, mm-hmm. and she just woke up one day and said, I got a different plan.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he's just got to go along with that. Or does he?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
You guys, yeah, you, I mean,
it's a, because it could be a big lifestyle change too, which that, like, Heather, do you think it'll really feel like a big lifestyle change? Are you prepared for that? Have you thought about that aspect of it?
I mean, to be totally honest with you, I've thought about it, but thinking about something and actually putting it in practice are two different things. And so, like, right now where I'm at, my heart is like, I just want to spend this time with my children right now while they're young, before they all are out of the home. Because it's like, you know, we do have such a short amount of time with our kids, and having this time off with our daughter has made me rethink, like, the whole rigmarole of just going to work, coming home, and spending 2 hours with my kids before they go to bed. And as far as, like, implementing stuff, like, yeah, there are going to be changes, and I'm trying to get Rob to be a little bit flexible with that. I'm trying to be flexible of, like, you know, potentially looking into part-time work here and there once things are established. But it's all new. I recognize it's completely different than what we had planned. But that's kind of what happens with life. Like, you can't plan everything out and expect it to go accordingly.
All right. Well, hang on, you guys. We're gonna get you a jury, and we'll somehow get you an answer here. I'm with Aaron. I'm completely torn.
I don't know if I could pick a side because I see both of them.
There's so much value to being there with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also value to building a life.
Mm-hmm. And also, in a way, you're also setting an example of, you know, mommy and daddy have responsibilities. We take care of things. And there's that aspect of it, too, that maybe you're...
All right, so we need stay-at-home moms who wish they mm-hmm. had gone back to work, mm-hmm. and the opposite. Like, just we need advice from everybody because this is a decision that a lot of families go through. And mm-hmm. at a certain point, you go from like, hey, we can have sushi once a week and retire early to we're going to barely scrape by, but our kids are going to be potentially better off and better loved.
Yeah.
But that's not a guarantee either.
Well, yeah, I know we went through this with my wife too when she... You get that urge, and it's like I don't want to leave this when you're in maternity leave, especially. Right. I don't want this to end, and it's like
it has to at some point.
It has to, honey. She's a titan in her industry and stuff, and even her was like, I could just give it all up
and just do this
and just do this.
Just
yeah.
be a mom. All right, Heather.
I couldn't let her, obviously.
Not with what we make in radio. Heather wants to stay at home with their third and final child. Rob's like, that's not what we agreed to, so you gotta go back to work. You decide who's right. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are right in the middle of a great mate debate between Heather and Rob. They've had their third and presumably final child,
mm-hmm.
and now she wants to just stay at home. She wants to
spend time with the kids.
Yeah, get the whole experience on this last one. Mm-hmm. Sounds like she was super in and out on the parenting experience on their first two kids. So he's like, no, that wasn't our plan.
Changes our life a lot.
A lot.
Our plans, our finances, our everything.
So let's get a jury in here. Heather, Rob, feel free to jump in with anybody you
see. Hey, go check for six.
What's that?
Yay.
Oh, ready to go.
Becky?
Sorry, I'm talking to my kids in the background because I'm home with them.
Oh, boy. This feels like, whose side are you on?
See how hectic it is, Heather.
You're right. On Heather's side, Heather. I'm presuming?
I am on Heather's side. And I was kind of in the same situation about 5 years ago, 4.5 years ago or so. I did go back to work after my first kid for a couple months. And I was like, this is not it. Not putting my kid in daycare forever. I did find a way to make a little bit of supplemental income because we needed that. But it was a lot less than what we were making. And it's been amazing. You're never going to look back and regret spending more time with your kids.
you would look back and regret spending less time. And if you have the means to do it, do it. If you're stretching yourself too thin, don't. But if you can do it, you're never going to regret that extra time.
Okay. Yes. Go back to yelling Thank at you. Your kids. Thank you, Becky. Kim.
Yay.
Yay. Whose side are you on?
I'm on mom's side. I was a stay-at-home mom for 12 years. And then I went back to work after all my kids were in school. And then I had another baby. And now I'm a working mom. And I so badly wish I could go back to being a stay-at-home mom because I know what I'm missing. I'm, like, going to cry thinking about it.
Oh, wow. Kim.
So.
Okay. No, I mean, we don't want you to cry, but, I mean, so you've literally lived both sides of this, and mm-hmm. you're...
Yeah. And stay-at-home mom, if you can financially afford it, it is so much more rewarding than being able to retire early.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, okay. This is like the post-baby hormones, but like, absolutely. I mean, I cannot fathom leaving my daughter right now and my bigger kids like missing out on all their activities in elementary school right now. Like, it's just like crazy to even think that that's a possibility.
Yeah, it's kind of like, do you want the time with them now while they're young or when you retire older, early yeah. in their 20s and maybe you'll
and
see
they're
them.
Off living their own life and doing their own thing.
Yeah.
Let's keep going, Rob. This isn't going great for you right now, Jamie.
No, it's not. Yay. Is there anybody on my side yay. Yet?
Yeah. Well,
all right, yeah, Jamie.
let's hear a couple more people here before we tell you how bad it is. Jamie, whose side are you on?
I'm on the mom side. I'm sorry, Rob. For me, like the research that I've done, the first 3 years of a child's life, it is critical that they're with a parental figure more than likely the mom, because if they're not, they can develop attachment issues, and those attachment issues, even as young as a year old, and it shows that they can be affected until they're 22 or older. It's like an emotional attachment where if they're not with that parent, if that parent's not with them, they detach, and it affects them for the rest of their life. At least that's what the leading research that I've been studying has been coming out with.
Okay. We're dropping the research card.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
That's why when I get home, my kids are like, who are you?
At least one more here. Kirby?
Yay.
Yay. Yay. Whose side are you on?
Heather's totally, unfortunately. Sorry.
Thank you, Kirby.
As a society, we totally prepare our moms for like first baby and all the joys that come with that, but nobody prepares us for that last baby, and it just it makes a huge difference on to your outlook on being a mom and where you want to be and your standpoints in life. And it's short-lived, you know. You could go back to work when that last one gets into kindergarten and you know is at school for a few hours of the day. And if you guys can figure it out, I can say
so 5 years of no extra income is what you're saying. They got to go through at least 5 years of
because now.
And that's
But I think on that, like, I'm not even opposed to doing, you know, part-time stuff here and there or, like, you know, consulting things when I can once things are established, once the new routine's established. So I'm not saying, like, I'm not going to bring in anything in the next 5 years. That's not the point. But it's going to be significantly less than what I have been bringing in.
Well, right. I think Kirby just made a really, I've never thought about that. Everyone does prepare you for your first baby, but not your last. Mm-hmm. And so maybe, Rob, maybe Heather didn't pull a fast one on you. Maybe she was unprepared for how.
Look at you, Kevin.
How heavy this was going to hit her. It's her last, it's your last kid. I mean, that's what you said anyways. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's the plan. We're not planning on it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, we can't have any more. So Rob and I went and had a little surgery.
Rob, listen, we could keep taking phone calls to spoil this for you, but I don't think we could find anybody.
Even the texters.
Yeah, even in neighboring states.
Yeah.
She's not going back to work, dude.
Not one person.
Not a single.
No, you could have texted in.
Yeah. 51059, Rob. Why don't you text in right now? You might have one total vote.
Oh, look, someone's on his side.
Dude, I mean.
Yeah.
They did say you guys sound like a very healthy relationship, though. So shout out.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we are. I'm not like mad or anything. We talk about everything.
this was just probably the biggest, I'm sure you'd agree, probably the biggest disagreement we've had.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. But again, it wasn't like something that I was withholding from you. It was just as I was nearing.
No, no, but you just dropped it on him with 3 weeks left in maternity leave. Yeah. You're not holding it back. You just didn't drop it until the 11th hour.
Yeah. I mean, if your listeners want to start a GoFundMe campaign for us.
Okay.
To
That's where we end the
game. Getting any GoFundMe money.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.